You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The list with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it. Limitations apply. See guitarcenter.com/July 4th for details and qualifying products.
Team USA is in the final of the Women's Soccer World Cup. The Americans scored twice in the second half for a 2-0 win over Germany in the semifinals in Montreal. U.S. midfielder Carly Lloyd tells Fox News' Fox and Friends that the major turning point in the game was when Germany missed a penalty kick in the second half.
I had full confidence and hope. I wasn't nervous at the time, to be honest. I just had full faith in her. She's been a rock. She's been unbelievable this tournament. So prepared, so ready.
Carly Lloyd also commented that she asked her family to stay home for the World Cup.
They all know that I'm here to focus, and I've got one more game, and I told them I'd rather come home with hardware and not have them there and celebrate at home.
Actor and comedian Jim Carrey is blasting California's new vaccination law. Carrey ripped California Governor Jerry Brown on Twitter yesterday after Brown signed the law requiring school children to be vaccinated despite their family's religious or personal objections. Carrey and his former girlfriend, actress Jenny McCarthy, have been outspoken in their belief that vaccines can cause autism. McCarthy's son is autistic. This is USA Headline News.
GEICO RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to GEICO RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about GEICO RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
GEICO, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Farmers markets are typically stocked with in-season fruits and vegetables, which are packed with vitamins, minerals, and healthy nutrients. Laura Jeffers with the Cleveland Clinic says one of your best bets at a farmer's market is berries.
Having the berries, the darkest in color, you know you're getting some great antioxidants.
Blueberries, in fact, may help protect you from early aging, degenerative diseases, and infections. One cup of strawberries offers more vitamin C than an orange. Jeffers says another benefit to buying at farmers markets is that the fruits and vegetables are picked shortly before they're sold.
You'll typically find local fruits and vegetables and other items that are sold. You're going to get the freshest fruits and vegetables because they're going to be picked right before they get here.
Just in time for July 4th, scientists are warning that exploding fireworks unleash toxins that make it difficult to breathe. They release tiny particles that can trigger coughing, wheezing, and asthma attacks. The study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows exposure is also linked to heart attacks, stroke, and even premature death in people with heart or lung disease. Well, the leap second has come and gone, and the Internet is okay. The 61-second minute passed at 8 p.m. Eastern Time last night, and the world's computer systems are just fine. That was not the case, however, with the last leap second in 2012. That one took down a raft of websites and apps, including Reddit, Yelp, LinkedIn, and Gawker. It also saw Australian Airlines Qantas have its entire computer system crash, forcing staffers to check in passengers by hand. The leap second is applied every few years to compensate for changes in the Earth's rotation around the sun. Relieved that we're all okay, I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Of modern design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm here as I am each Wednesday from 10 to 11 and then from 2 to 3 talking all things design. And today I'm very excited because we're going to do all things appliances. My guest on the air with me today is Ralph Sabella. Ralph and I go back a long way at a lot of appliances and projects, and I think we have him mic'd up properly. Why don't you say good morning, Ralph?
Hi, good morning, Richard. How are you? And thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I'll see if I hear you, but I'll see if our listeners hear you. I'm going to go ahead and do weather, and then we'll get into our program. So let's take a look at today's weather and see where we're at. And Okay. It's saying to me, the computer is saying to me today that it's currently fair skies at 74 degrees, which sounds awfully nice to me. Today there's a 30% chance of scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85 degrees. Nice. Tonight, 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a low of 63. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of slight thunderstorms. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers. I guess welcome to summer. And it looks like we're going to have a nice holiday weekend. Friday looks to be beautiful, with a partly sunny with a high of 77. And it looks like through the weekend we'll have a nice weekend. Well, as I say, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, welcome to Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer now for almost 18 years in New Jersey and the tri-state area, handling all types of interior design from simple color consultations to actually building structures, homes, outbuildings, things of that nature. And each week we bring you different and interesting topics related to your home and how you can improve your life and your home and your style and work with you to give you the best resources. So on the line with me, and I'll make sure that we can hear you nice and clearly, is Ralph Sabello. And Ralph, I'm going to play with the phone a little bit while we're doing this, make sure that I have it right. If I lose you, I want to ask you to call right back. But why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. Ralph?
I believe you and I met maybe 12 years ago.
Exactly.
So you and I go a long way. So I actually was a young boy when I started selling appliances.
I'd like to say I was too, but that's probably not necessarily true. Okay. So yeah. What made you get involved in the world of appliances?
Actually, I found the appliance world by accident. I was going to college, and someone said, I need someone that can help us during the summer and air conditioning season, move air conditions and help out with, you know, maybe even delivering the air conditions. And I said, sure, I'll do it. And I was working with a bunch of old-timers, you know, and I was picking it up, and I said, you know, I think I can do this.
Right.
And next thing you know, I was wearing a tie and selling on the floor and, you know, picking up the phone, making sales.
And you just sort of fell into it, I guess. Well, I think you have knowing you, the audience doesn't know you yet, but knowing you, you have a natural, I think, synergy towards sales and people and creating relationships, I think, for
correct.
Sure.
I knew it was for me the minute I, you know, the first week I said, you know what, I can do this.
So I think you started at your history. I guess you started at Carl's, or did you start somewhere else?
Yeah, I started at Carl's. At a store is no longer there in Montclair.
Okay.
Right on Hill Avenue.
Right.
And then I moved to several locations. You know, Burt Bamboy, Maplewood, Fairfield, and my last location was in Paramus, right on Route 17.
Right. Now I know now currently you're with a new company called The Perch.
That is correct.
And yep. I have to say, I went to The Perch's website and I found it really well done, very sophisticated, very high-end, pictures of the appliances, really good job with that, the yep. website.
It is a place that I'm, without giving too much, everyone needs to experience. I would really encourage the audience to come to the store. We're in the Garden State Plaza Mall.
Uh-huh.
And again, it's very hard to describe. When you come in, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's, you know, live appliances, like plumbing fixtures. We have chefs on staff that will help you and demo the product. And I really encourage the audience to come and visit, because that's the only way I can really explain what Perch is all about.
Exactly. And it's unique, and I want my listeners to check it out, Google it. They have a very interesting modern take on appliances, not just in the types of appliances, but just the way it's presented. I think it's kind of interesting and special. But what I wanted to focus on with you today is basically fashion. One of the things that modern design is all about is bringing what's trending, what's fashion, what's going on, what are people buying? We're ready to redo our kitchen. We're ready to, you know, to make steps to make our house better, or we're getting ready to sell our house. We want to put the best technology, the best look. What's what style. Overall, before we talk about specific appliances or brands or technology, what would you say the look is when it comes to, let's say, kitchen appliances? Has there been some change? You know, we've been on a stainless steel kick now for quite a while. Stainless steel was a standard for a long time for the very wealthy. So stainless steel has always been around. But for the masses, it was just not achievable. People didn't have it. They had white or black. You were lucky if you had black appliances.
Stainless steel is still the prominent color, and although some of the manufacturers are introducing white with stainless accent, black with stainless, and colors are coming in. I thought that color will come in stronger, but stainless is still the number one seller by far.
I have to agree with you. You and I think we're on a field trip one day in Manhattan, and we were looking at different appliances, and I think the appliance companies, because of course they want you to, you know, buy new appliances and upgrade. Where I think a lot of them were trying to push the look of color again and using colored glass. And I remember looking at white glass, you know, not your traditional white, but like a glass fixture that had the color white in it, or colored glass as being the next wave. But I don't think the public is embracing that yet. That's not to say that they wouldn't, or in a special adaptation, or maybe a more contemporary house, they might do that. But I don't think it's taking off as well.
That is correct. Several companies have tried.
Right.
And it's just not selling fast enough.
No. And the other thing that I saw that I've seen that in some appliances, but it wasn't as well received, although I thought it was an interesting concept, is using the finish oil rub bronze, that brown finish, as we see in light fixtures and hardware as appliances. And I also don't see that around too much.
No, that also faded away. Company fried, and again, the fact that color that continues to be the number one in the client's and the consumer's eyes is stainless steel.
Well, let me ask you about stainless steel, which I, to this day, I will still recommend. 30% of my business is staging to sell homes, so I do always encourage stainless steel appliances, because I think there's a perception in modern day, whether you have a price point of $300,000 or $3 million, that you're going to have at least stainless steel appliances and granite countertops. I mean, that's, people watch HGTV or these programs, and they assume that that's what you're entitled to. So that's sort of the base now for that stuff. But are there different grades? Are there different grades of stainless steel? And is there better stainless steel? You know, one of the things that people complain to me about is that they don't like their stainless steel, certain brands or certain types, because you see nothing but fingerprints. But I've also read that there are different types or different finishes on stainless steel now. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that, and maybe how to clean and maintain it?
Sure. We have companies, without going into names, we have companies that polish the stainless a lot better than others.
Okay.
And you get a much better, almost like when you look at a plumbing fixture and you have chrome, polished nickel, you know, satin nickel, they give it a satin finish.
Right.
And they have, and some of them, they tend to turn almost yellow when they polish or apply certain finishes to the stainless. So, you know, they know that they have to be careful when they do it.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if I could mention a name of a company. For example, you know, there's a company in Germany that they do a very, very good job at polishing stainless.
Right.
And it gives you a very nice, not glossy, but it gives you a polished stainless that is almost fingerprint proof. So you can touch it.
Right.
And it won't even show any fingerprint.
The oil's from your fingers. It's like a layer of protection.
Exactly.
Interesting.
We have companies, it's actually an American-made company. They apply this finish that is fingerprint proof, but it becomes almost a dull finish. It's not shiny. It doesn't look like stainless.
Right.
It looks like there is a treatment, almost like something painted over the stainless. And what happens with that, I always tell my clients that anything that is treated, if you scratch it, then you're left with, you know, a scratch on the stainless.
Right, it on a mark, because it's more obvious, isn't it?
Exactly. So I don't recommend, honestly, those fingerprint-proof surfaces, because there is a treatment on the stainless that it can wear off.
Exactly, and then you're going to see that. Well, Ralph, we're just about to come up to our first set of commercials. I ask you to hang in there, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Thank you.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. Again, I'm Richard Scuderi of Maven Hill Designs, and now it's been since January, so coming up on 6 months that I've been doing Modern Design, and now Modern Design 2, which we do from 2 to 3. Our afternoon show is more of a call-in interactive show. You can contact us this afternoon between 2 and 3 Eastern Standard Time at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410, and call in live, and we'll answer your design questions on the air. And with me, I have a good friend and the appliance guru, I call him. We talk almost every day lately, Ralph Sabello, and he's currently with The Perch, and he has a lifetime of experience in appliances. And appliances have changed so much that I thought he'd be a great guest to have on to talk about technology as well as fashion when it comes to appliances in your home. If you're just tuning in at this part, we were talking about stainless and as opposed a treated stainless as opposed to, you know, an untreated stainless appliance. So again, your suggestion was to not go with the treated stainless or polished stainless.
That is correct. Just and I know that the fear is that stainless steel shows a lot of fingerprints.
Right.
As long as you use a good stainless steel cleaner, and there's several brands out there, they're not greasy, and they actually have a lemon scent and so many different flavors, I'll call them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just use the stainless steel cleaner. Clean it, I would say, once a week.
Right.
And once you clean it with a stainless steel cleaner, you can touch it and it won't show any fingerprints until the stainless steel cleaner wears off. But I would recommend the real stainless and not anything treated, for sure.
So, Ralph, you have your eye—you know—you have your eye on everything. You have the best of everything at your fingertips. Tell us what people are coming in for. What are they when they come in and they're doing their kitchen? They're coming to you for the appliances. What are they coming to you with? Are they coming with say, please give us knowledge of what we should do? Or are they coming and say, I want such and such a range. I want such and such a with brand recognition. How is that working for you when they come into the store?
Okay, so they come in, and we always ask the question. There are two main components in the kitchen. You want a good refrigerator,
right?
And you want a good cooker, a good stove,
right?
And we always start with one of those two. Where would you like to start? And Sub-Zero is still the number one brand. You know, I call them the Rolls Royce or the Cadillac of refrigeration.
Is that because it's a quality product, and I do have Sub-Zero myself, or is it because of more brand recognition and prestige? And this, of course, is your personal opinion, of course.
It's a little bit of both. They've been doing it for so long that they master the craft of, you know, refrigeration, and there's several things that separate them from the pack.
Correct.
And they just do a very, very good job at, you know, building refrigeration.
And also, isn't it fact that Sub-Zero actually keeps their units actually physically colder than some other brands?
Yeah, they actually have, you know, refrigerations have come a long way. You know, a long time ago, there was a compressor and just a line cooling the freezer, and then a little doorway that throws cold air into the refrigeration part, to the fresh food part of it. But nowadays, the refrigerators have so many sensors and two compressors and condensers and everything else that they're just so much more energy efficient, and they maintain temperature much, much better than, you know, a 20-year-old refrigerator.
Would you say in general that all the appliance brands have done a good job, or whether it be the government mandating it, or just being conscious of the earth, that the appliances in general, even 10 years ago today, the appliances are much more efficient?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One was the government, because we don't want the old clunkers, like I used to call them, they just energy guzzlers.
Right.
99% of all refrigeration nowadays, they are Energy Star or very close to being Energy Star. And, you know, the government and the local municipalities, they actually reward the consumer for purchasing those more efficient boxes. So
right.
if you have an incentive to purchase better efficient product, then, you know, might as well just go ahead and take advantage of that.
Couple questions I have for you is, in addition to Sub-Zero, which I have in my own house and I'm very happy with, which always seems to happen to be counter depth, so it's, you know, flush with the cabinets and so on. Does Sub-Zero provide a refrigerator that is not counter depth, or they only do counter depth?
Only built in.
Right, only built in.
Refrigeration, there's several types. You have a standard depth.
Right.
Sticks out past your cabinet.
Correct.
4 or 5 inches. Then you have counter depth. And then you have built-in.
Right.
And within the built-in, you have built-in the sense grout. You know, you can see the door and,
right.
and the handle.
Right.
And then there are, in the built-in category, you have the flush-mounted refrigeration. So there are a lot of things to talk about when it comes to refrigeration.
Right.
And, yeah, and that's why you call me the guru, and there's so many things. I can't just pinpoint just one, because we got to talk about your needs and what's going to fit in your home. So there are a lot of things that we need to talk about when it comes to refrigeration.
I think, to me, on trend, and when people asking more from an aesthetic standpoint, which is what basically our show is about, is, you know, what's fashion. And I would say maybe 5 to 10 years ago, people were still wanting to do panels directly. And we'll move to other appliances, but they wanted panels over their refrigerator doors that fit in with their cabinets, so it was sort of a seamless look. But I'm not seeing that request anymore. I'm seeing the refrigerator being its own look, and people wanting, they're paying for stainless steel. Stainless steel has become obviously much more expensive, the commodity itself. So people I see as much the request to keep the stainless steel refrigerator as its own beauty, its own piece, and not covering it or incorporating it in the cabinetry. Are you seeing that as well, or not as much?
I think there's 50-50.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What I see, the big trend is having flush-mounted refrigeration, what we call columns, and refrigerators that won't stick past your cabinet. If you remember, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you put your panel,
right,
overlaid or framed,
right,
and then it sticks out past your cabinet.
Right.
So in a way, it's almost defeating the purpose, because you look from the side and you see this panel almost a sandwich. You see wood and then metal.
It's terrible. Right. It's a terrible look.
So now the new look is that flush-mounted, sleek. It really becomes part of your cabinetry.
Right.
So it's really the way it's supposed to be built.
Exactly.
You don't see any you know, frame. Everything is completely overlaid, is the terminology.
Exactly.
And it looks just like a cabinet. You don't even know that there's a refrigerator.
Exactly.
There's two things that get paneled the most.
Uh-huh.
Refrigeration and dishwashers.
Dishwashers, yeah.
And also, a big trend is to take away some of that stainless steel of the ventilation of the hood.
Right.
They also we do a big amount of custom hoods, and then in that case, the customer just buys an insert.
Right.
Terminology.
And have you seen any sort of hood? Are the hoods wood? Are the hoods glass? What are you seeing as far as materials for the hood? And because the hood becomes also ornamental, it becomes something that's a decorative element in a kitchen.
Definitely a focal point. So you have manufacturers, they custom build this very elaborate hood. And if the cabinet maker, the mill worker, is building the hood,
right?
They focus on the hood.
Right.
And they make this beautiful design, and you don't even know it's a hood. It's part of a cabinetry.
Right.
And we sell them an insert, which is basically the guts of the ventilation system.
My previous house had the cabinet maker, and the wood was almost like a hearth. It was beautiful. So, I mean, there are so many ways to go. Don't you think there are more choices in general with kitchen and appliances now than ever? It's an exciting time to buy appliances, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, we have my store, I have to say. It's almost like paradise when a consumer comes in and they see so many beautiful things and they're live and you can turn them on and actually see how they work.
We ask
many questions that you like, and we make sure that it's what's going to fit your lifestyle.
I want to talk briefly about dishwashers, and then we're going to go to news.
Sure.
Any new trends in dishwashers? Are people still sticking with the traditional dishwasher, and then perhaps they do some other type of column, some sort of a drawer that's a dishwasher drawers? What are you seeing as far as dishwashers and the evolution of them?
The dishwasher in our area, we have very hard water, so the new trend is water softener units. So,
Okay, built into the dishwasher.
Built into the dishwasher. Only, several years ago, maybe one or two manufacturers used to have those, but nowadays more and more companies are introducing water softener units into their dishwashers because we know it's something that the clients are looking for. The glass is coming out squeaky clean. They're spotless,
Right.
I'm in an area that the water is super hard. And you have those calcium buildup in your wine glasses. Rich, I don't know if you're a wine drinker, but you don't want your wine glasses to look cloudy.
Exactly. I am, and exactly, yes.
And if you have very expensive ones, you don't want to ruin them with the amount of calcium and different things you find in the water in this area.
Exactly.
So, and that is the trend nowadays. The dishwashers are getting a lot quieter. I've seen the decibels going from, 10 years ago, I think one of the quietest was maybe in the 40s, 45, 44. It was, wow, that was quiet.
Right.
Now we're going into the 30s and 30s. I've seen it as low as 36, 37, which is very, very quiet. But the European manufacturers are still the leader of the pack.
Sure.
Because another thing is, again, looking at that flush installation,
right?
You install a dishwasher and it sticks out past your cabinet 1 inch, as opposed to you go ahead and purchase one of those European ones and it's completely flush, nothing sticking out.
Right, it's terrific. It's such a custom look, isn't it?
Exactly. But the trend is still one brand makes the double drawer.
Right,
and we have a clients, they love the fact that they can use one drawer and not the other. If you entertain, you can run the two at the same time. You can do one for glasses, one for dishes.
The dish
drawers are still up there in popularity. But your traditional one door, drop down is still...
It's still the standard, isn't it?
Yeah, the dishwasher, I'm sure.
Are people doing two dishwashers? There was a trend for a while in some of the bigger homes that people actually had two physical one-door dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
So when they entertained that, it was covered.
Absolutely, especially when you're in the beginning stage of designing the kitchen.
Right.
And you come in and we talk about your lifestyle, and what are you going to do? Are you going to entertain a lot of your family? How many people? I always try to recommend at least two dishwashers, and because you never know. I mean, you might use one all the time, but when you do have company, or you throw a lot of parties,
right?
You don't want to wait for a dishwasher to be done in order to load it and have dishes in sink. Another thing that is becoming very, very popular, Rich, is there is one company that makes dishwashers that speed up the process, and you can have a whole load done in, you know, a quarter of the time. You know, you pay a little bit more, but you get a dishwasher that gives you commercial quality speed.
Wow.
And also cleanability.
A lot of my clients do entertain, and they entertain for business at home, so we have to talk about that. That sounds like a terrific solution when you have a second dishwasher.
If you can have a full cycle done in let's say 15 minutes, wouldn't you love that?
Done. Yeah, that's why we have here. We draw out all your secrets and what's new, because it's exciting. We have to come out to see you and do that. Okay, Ralph, we're going to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House will announce the details of an agreement to restore diplomatic ties with Cuba today.
President Obama expected to announce today that the U.S. and Cuba have reached a deal to open embassies in Havana and Washington. Cuba is expected to make the announcement at the same time. This marks a major step to formally ending hostilities between the two countries and reforming formal diplomatic relations. I'm Joe Gomez.
Federal authorities are investigating another fire at an historically black church. This time it's one that was previously burned down by the Ku Klux Klan. The Mount Zion AME Church in Greeleyville caught fire Tuesday night. The cause of the blaze is unknown, but it is the seventh in a string of similar fires at predominantly black churches across the nation. Indiana's controversial new religious freedom law takes effect today. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act restricts government from, quote, substantially burdening a person's exercise of religion. The law was made to keep religious business owners in Indiana from having to provide services for gay weddings. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With Federal Student Loan Services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. No matter how much you owe, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi, and I have the pleasure today of having with me, with his wealth of knowledge, my appliance guru, Ralph Sabello, who's on the phone with maybe two times a day lately, which is a good thing, because he's very good at what he does, and he's a good follow-up guy. Can we tell our listeners how to reach you, a phone number for you, in case they want to talk to you about maybe set up an appointment to take a look at their appliances? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? We lost you there for a second. Can you give us your phone number?
Sure. 551-999-6540 or 551-574-0236.
Yeah, I would suggest if you're just starting to do your kitchen over, Ralph has a wealth of knowledge and information. Start with Ralph. He'll give you an education as well as probably a cup of coffee and take you through and really teach you about what's new. Because every time I go, I know that, you know, Ralph and I connect as far as appliances, I learn something new. And if you're just tuning into the show, Ralph was telling us about there are some new dishwashers that can do a cycle in as short as 15 minutes, which is terrific if you're having a party and you're out of wine glasses and you don't have any more and you have people that are demanding wine on the table. I know my friends would be doing that. And that might be a good way to go. So I want to transition because we have a lot to talk about and not a lot of time to talk about it. But I want to talk about, and you said cookers, and I laughed because my next door neighbors recently moved to Australia. And in Australia, they call the the stove or the cooktop a cooker. So when you said that, that reminded me. They just came to visit, and they were asking about the cooker. And they had I had redone their kitchen, and I put a Wolf 36-inch cooktop in, and they were so happy with the Wolf products. And so I want to talk a lot about – I want to talk about cooktops, and I want to talk about wall ovens. Now, when I grew up, my dad was a custom builder, and he built our house in 1970, which shows how old I am. So he built our house in 1970, and my mom definitely wanted a separate double wall oven and a separate cooktop, and that was the standard. But in many of my friends' houses, I noticed they had the one unit that was just the stove on top and then the oven underneath. And it seems to me that the trend is really to have a double wall oven for practicality and to be able to do multitasking, and then to have a separate cooktop either in an island or against a wall, but that's the configuration. And I'm wondering, you know, there's also spatial considerations with that, but what are you seeing as being on trend?
Absolutely. Again, we're going back to when you're planning your kitchen.
Right.
If you're just replacing a range, you have very little, you can't really upgrade, you know, you have to replace what's there. But if you're redoing the kitchen, I always recommend cooktop and a double wall oven. Now you have the it's very, very easy to load and unload. So for you know, to someone that like us, we're getting there each. You don't want to bend down. You
right.
have the wall oven up higher, like almost waist high.
Right.
You can load and unload very easily. And sometimes it's just, you know, it just looks so much better. You know?
It does.
It's a cleaner look under your cab, under your cooktop, so you don't break the lines on your countertop and your cabinets. And you're a designer, so you know what I'm talking about.
It's absolutely.
You kind of you chopping, because I think the right way to say it.
Well, you know, the new look, Ralph, in general, is a little bit more clean and streamlined. And even if you have and the bulk of my work, because most of my work is in Hunterdon County and West, is a little bit more on the traditional side. But there's still that new trend of cleanness and clean lines. If we think of our grandparents' house, they always had that funny-looking refrigerator that was by itself in a corner somewhere. So you know that look? So I was thinking of Nana's house and the refrigerator that was by itself, like all alone, sad in a corner. You really, it's very different now. Everything is integrated. You know, that follows true with fashion. Even when I'm doing window treatments, all my under-treatments, all my blinds, Roman shades, everything is inside mount now. Everything needs to be, even if it's traditional, it needs to be pared down and flush. And I think that follows through with what you're talking about.
That is correct.
Definitely.
One of the things that clients always ask, you know, the difference between gas and electric. And when you're doing a double wall oven, you have no choice but to go electric. There are a couple of companies that you can get gas wall ovens.
They're very, you know, you and I have worked on this. It's very hard to find a double wall oven that's gas. Now, in my own house, I have, and I got my appliances through you, I have my wall oven is an electric convection double wall oven, and my cooktop is gas. And I had been told by many people that's the best for resale, that's the best combination, because if you're going to do if you're going to do baking, you have the consistent temperature with electric, and then gas is better with a high heat for. Is that necessarily true or not necessarily true?
Yeah, I couldn't say. You hit it right in the head. I couldn't say it better. There's nothing. Cooking with gas on a cooking surface and on a cooktop, it is the best way of cooking. You have instant heat. So you turn it on, it comes on, and you turn it down, it goes down instantly. When it comes to electric, the same thing happens, but in the electric, you know, you don't have flame. You can turn it on, and it's a constant, more even way of cooking.
Right.
But when it comes to the surface, you know, electric cooktop, that is a little bit different, Rich.
You know, it's funny when you say that, because there's almost there's two types of scenarios where I would send people into you. One is where we're redoing the kitchen, so we're gutting and we're starting fresh and I can do what I want. But often it's a refresh. In that case, if somebody has an electric, maybe they're in a townhouse or a second story and they're limited to stay with electric and they need to replace their electric range with another electric range, there's always that sort of sadness, you know, sort of shame. Oh, we need another electric range, as if you know it was like an easy bake oven or something. That they're not quite getting what's up to par. So I see that a lot. That people really do want for their cooktop, for their stove, their cooktop. They really want that intensity of the flames and the heat and something. A question I have to you is that out in the western part of our state, a lot of people don't tie into a natural gas line, so they have propane. So if someone has propane, can they use any brand, or do they have to, or are only necessary brands that can handle propane? And does propane cook at a higher heat?
Actually, it just reduces the BTU of the power of the cooker by a little bit.
You know, could you repeat that? I didn't quite get that. So if you have propane, what is the difference?
All right, so let's just give you some numbers. Let's say your cooker is producing 13,000 BTUs of power.
Okay.
All right? And you connect it to propane, it might reduce it by 1,000 BTUs. So instead of 13, you're getting 12 or 11.5.
So are you saying propane is actually cooking at a lower temperature?
It's actually because of the orifice of your cooker.
Okay.
It has to be reduced. Then the BTUs of the power of that cooker is also going to come down a little bit. Not a lot. Right?
Okay.
You know, might be about 1,000 BTUs less.
Right.
And in some cases, it's very minimal. You know, it could be, you know, 500. But it's always that fluctuates, you know, it fluctuates, you know, between 1,500 to 1,000 BTUs less when you convert to propane.
Something that I didn't know. That's something new for our listeners that I didn't know about. So actually, in actuality, then, if you have a natural gas line and you're putting in, so you're cooking at a higher BTUs then.
Mm-hmm. And it tells you when you're converting, because every manufacturer gives you a conversion kit, and that happens. If at the time you tell me that you need propane, I go ahead and order it from a factory at propane, but that's not always the case. You know, you forget, you get at home, and now you realize that you need propane. I can sell you a conversion kit, and in some cases, the conversion kit is included.
Right.
Depending on what brand.
Right.
Or you move, and now you move to a place where you don't have natural gas anymore. If you like to use your existing range,
right.
What do you do? So then you convert it to natural gas, to propane.
Right.
You could still use it.
So then realistically, when you go out to shop for new cooktops, you're not limited to ones that only accept propane. Anyone can have a conversion, so you can...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's good for our listeners, especially out in western part of the state. We don't all have tie into natural gas, so that's actually a very good thing. As far as wool ovens are concerned, there's one thing that I will say personally that I feel, and I'm glad for resale value that I do have a gas cooktop and a electric wool oven. The one disappointment I have in an electric double oven is broiling a steak.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's the only thing. You know, the baking is great. I do a lot of stuff like I'll roast vegetables on a cookie sheet. They're terrific. You get great heat from that. But if you're broiling a steak, I still think that's the one area where I'd rather have gas as the wall oven. But you know, I tried to find people, and I think I worked with you years ago on a project where they wanted a double wall oven that was going to be gas. And there's not that many manufacturers that make them, are there?
Just a couple.
Why is that?
We listen to the consumer. The manufacturers listen to what's good.
Right.
Think about this. Dual fuel. It's a terminology we use for gas on the top and electric on the bottom.
Right.
It's like having the best of
both worlds. Right.
You want the constant heat of electric and the constant heat of gas on the top and being able to adjust the gas as needed. So the manufacturers listen and say, hey, if this is the way we're going, and it started to fade away, you know, years and years ago, and now there's only a couple of companies, and they're really companies that they deal with commercial appliances, and they introduce it to the residential market. I always tell the consumer, if you've ever gone to a restaurant, ask the chef if he's cooking your steak on an electric oven, and I'm gonna tell you that all the when you get those beautiful steaks, they're all cooked on a gas broiler.
Right.
So there's nothing better than
the flame, the open flame. Right.
That is correct. So that's only the bad part about an electric oven.
Right.
And what leads me to my next point: 95% of what we sell, clients actually want to get the best of both worlds. They get an old gas cooker,
right?
And that's going to be the one that you cook your frying, you're doing roast, and you're broiling your steak on your old gas cooker.
Right.
And they have a separate oven on the wall. Electric.
Right. Yeah. No, and I think that was what I wanted to get from you for our listener. So if they're approaching a kitchen reface, first of all, they should be calling Maven Hill Designs. But if they're approaching it and they're starting to get ideas, this is all your personal opinion and mine as well. I would say the perfect scenario, if you can fit it, is a double electric wall oven and a gas cooker.
That is correct.
Okay. Terrific. 100%. All right, we're just about to go to commercial, and we have a lot of those to pay for the show. A quick commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. If those of you want to come see me in my natural habitat, as it were, I have a shop right conveniently located at the Flemington Circle within Rugs to Riches. It's called The Design Room. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We have all sorts of interesting accessories. We have beautiful rugs for you to choose from. We have furniture. We have beautiful dishes. We have a combination of new and old, some beautiful antique pieces, as well as a series of local Hunterdon County artists. We're always changing out our art. So come and take a look at my showroom. The phone number there is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050 for information on my store. And if you'd like to reach me for anything, come out to take a look at your space or I'll give you some ideas. The phone number is 908-884-0770. I have been having a very interesting talk with my appliance guru, Ralph Sabello, and we were talking about going around the kitchen of different types of appliances. Ralph, we only have about 7 minutes left. This show goes so quickly, and there's so much to cover in the kitchen. I want to make sure that I hit all avenues. We have discussed refrigerators. We have discussed dishwashers. We have discussed cookers now, and we have discussed wall ovens. I want to talk about what you want to talk about, other appliances in the kitchen that you think are critical or what's changing or new in appliances.
Sure. There are a couple of things that I'd like to talk about very quickly.
Sure.
Speed ovens are the new microwaves. Okay? Microwaves are fading away and being replaced by speed ovens. And speed ovens are equipment that have three technologies in one. So you have a microwave, a standalone oven, and then another feature or benefit of it is that you use the three technologies into one, making it a speed oven. So that's one thing that is trending now.
So, Ralph, if we can break that down, so that those components or those features are within one oven is what you're trying
Correct.
To say.
Correct.
So it's a feature. Like currently, if your oven has convection, that's like a feature. So that so the microwave feature would be within an oven.
Yes, that is correct.
That's fantastic because, you know, people don't want – I design kitchens all day long. People don't know where to put their microwave anymore.
Now they do have a choice.
That's terrific.
They have a – they call speed oven.
Okay.
And that is something that can be found in almost every manufacturer.
See, listeners, you heard it first on Modern Design from Ralph Sabello, speed ovens. I'm going to write that down.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. The next oven that is trending, steam ovens, were around for maybe, you know, 20 years. But the latest in the steam oven technology is steam convection. They call them combi steams. And they actually, steam is, you know, for the consumers and most of us want to stay healthy and health conscious is something that's always in our mind. Steam, like I said, was around for a while, but now the combination of steam and convection has made this new oven the thing of the future. You know, these ovens, they cook the meals nice and juicy. They actually reduce the salt content and the fat, and they also brown. So steam convection ovens are the way to go nowadays as well.
I have to interject a little bit because you and I did a field trip. We went to the AD building in Manhattan, and we were treated by several of the different vendors. But our dinner that night was, I believe it was by it was Wolf Sub Zero at the end. And they did a demonstration of a steam oven, and they did a beautiful filet, and they were going to put it in steam cooking. And I thought, oh, my God, we're going to have like a boiled filet. It's going to be gray, and it's going to be disgusting. Not only was there browning on it, but it was the most delicious filet I have ever had in my entire life. I am such a fan of the steam cooking. It was just unbelievable. Not only is it healthy, but it created something. Maybe it was also a good piece of meat that they started with, but it created a texture that was just like, it was like butter.
Absolutely.
It was unbelievable. Exactly. And that you could get browning with a steam oven too, which was amazing to me.
And you can, I don't think of anything that you couldn't do with a steam oven. It's better defrosting stuff, so you're not nuking like a microwave does. And it's everything is better on a combi steam. You keep in the juices, you keep in the nutrients, you and then you're browning. So now you have a if you're doing a turkey,
right?
For example, The turkey is nice and juicy, and you get this brown, beautiful brown color on the outside.
Exactly.
It is a wonderful.
It's moist cooking, but you're still getting the browning. So it really is the best of both worlds. I have a prediction. I have a prediction that the microwave technology is going to really, it's never going to be gone, but I think it's going to start to phase out a little bit. I think people are still afraid of, some of my older clients are still a little bit iffy about microwave. It doesn't produce necessarily a quality result. And I think there are going to be new technologies that are going to continue to evolve where that's going to be, as you say, it's going to be, you're going to see it less and less. I just have a prediction.
Absolutely. I always ask the client, you know, if you're only looking to pop popcorn with a microwave, then let's put it on the back burner. Let me tell you about new technologies and better way of cooking.
Absolutely.
And if you want popcorn, you can go to the store and get one of those that you put over the stove and pop it. But I would say that I don't see many microwaves being sold nowadays.
No, I don't either. The kitchen that you and I have been working on back and forth now, she told me, and it's a big kitchen, she goes, I don't want a microwave. I don't need it.
Correct.
And with the technology that you offer in some of your products there at the Perch, you really don't need it. You have all these other settings. I mean, you use the convection setting. I have convection and convection too. The food cooks so fast, it's beyond belief.
That is correct.
And delicious, you know, not dried out. I mean, put a piece of pizza or bread in a microwave. You might as well throw it away.
Yeah, I can even... I didn't even want to know what it comes out like.
And it can't be good for your body. But bottom line is we're down to, unfortunately, Ruff, it goes so fast, and I definitely have to get in studio next time and have you back and work more, and I appreciate you doing this today.
Absolutely.
Last 2 minutes, just a generalization of where we are in July of 2015 with appliances. What's our best bet? So what I've summarized is you're going in fresh, you want to do a state-of-the-art kitchen, you want to do the best of the best. We're saying double wall oven electric, cooktop gas, a built-in a flush refrigerator. What else can you throw at them?
For sure, steam and speed oven.
Right.
They want that secondary or looking to get a little more health.
Conscious. Right.
Cooking. Yeah,
right.
For sure, the steam convections are a way to go. Wine coolers, you know, for those folks like you and I,
right,
like the wine.
Yes,
there are beverage centers. There are wine coolers or a combination of both. Ventilation is very important. Sometimes we forget about ventilation. You need a very good hood to get rid of all the fumes and the smell.
Exactly, and you don't want the fire department there all the time, because after the second time they come, you're gonna get a bill in the mail for them coming. So that's very critical. And Ralph, one more time, you do such a good job, and I appreciate you being here today. How can my listeners reach you if they'd come out and visit the Perch and what you do, and really get a detailed explanation of appliances?
Absolutely, I'll invite the audience to come visit at 1 Garden State Plaza, Paramus, New Jersey, and that's 07652. And my number is 551-999-6540. And the number again, 551-999-6540.
Well, Ralph, I thank you for being my guest today and being so gracious. I've learned a lot. I was taking notes while you were talking, so we'll talk offline after this. But I thank you for being my guest today. Just want to remind my listeners that I'll be back on the air today live at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where you can call in with your design questions. And I look forward to seeing you later today at 2 o'clock. Get out there while the day is nice today. Get a little sunshine, and we'll see you all back in studio at 2 o'clock. Thank you, and have a good rest of the morning.
Thank you.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House will announce the details of an agreement to restore diplomatic ties with Cuba today.
President Obama expected to announce today that the U.S. and Cuba have reached a deal to open embassies in Havana and Washington. Cuba is expected to make the announcement at the same time. This marks a major step to formally ending hostilities between the two countries and reforming formal diplomatic relations. I'm Joe Gomez.
Federal authorities are investigating another fire at an historically black church. This time it's one that was previously burned down by the Ku Klux Klan. The Mount Zion AME Church in Greenwich. Greeleyville caught fire Tuesday night. The cause of the blaze is unknown, but it is the seventh in a string of similar fires at predominantly black churches across the nation. Indiana's controversial new religious freedom law takes effect today. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act restricts government from, quote, substantially burdening a person's exercise of religion. The law was made to keep religious business owners in Indiana from having to provide services for gay weddings. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No! No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
For all of you out there who've already signed up